नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 33 34 एंड 35।
तत आसाद्य तरसा
दारुणं गौतमी सुतम् अबंधामर्ष ताम्राक्षः बबन्दामर्ष तामाक्षः पशुं रसनाय यथा। अतः देरपान आसाद्य अरेस्टेड तरसा डेक्स्टरसली दारुणं डेंजरस गौतमी सुतम
The son of Gautami.
Babandha.
Bound up.
Amarsha.
Angry.
Tamra Aksha. With copper red eyes.
Pashum.
Animal.
Prashnaya.
By ropes.
Yatha.
As it were. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Arjuna, his eyes blazing in anger like two red balls of copper, dexterously arrested the son of Gautami and bound him with ropes like an animal. Please repeat. Arjuna.
His eyes blazing in anger.
Like two red balls of copper. Dexterously arrested.
The son of Gautami.
And bound him.
With ropes like an animal.
Purport. Ashwatthama's mother, Kripi, was born in the family of Gautama. The significant point is, the shloka is that Ashwatthama was caught and bound up with ropes like an animal. According to Sridhar Swami, Arjuna was obliged to catch this son of a Brahmana like an animal as a part of his duty. This suggestion by Sridhar Swami is also confirmed in the later statement of Sri Krishna. Ashwatthama was a bona fide son of Dronacharya and Kripi, but because he had degraded himself to a lower status of life, it was proper to treat him as an animal and not as a Brahman. I'm going to read the next two shlokas, shloka and the translation. Shibaraya ninishtantam rajva badhva ripum balat praharjunam prakupito bhagavan ambujakshana. After binding Ashwatthama, Arjuna wanted him to take him to military camp. The personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, looking on with his lotus eyes, spoke to angry Arjuna. Purport. Both Arjuna and Lord Sri Krishna are described here in an angry mood. But Arjuna's eyes were like balls of red copper, whereas the eyes of the Lord Krishna were like lotuses. This means that the angry mood of Arjuna and that of the Lord are not on the same level. The Lord is transcendence and thus is absolute in any stage. His anger is not like the anger of a conditioned living being within the modes of a qualitative material nature. Because he is absolute, both his anger and pleasure are the same. His anger is not exhibited in the three modes of material nature. It is only a sign of his bent of mind towards the cause of his devotees, because that is his transcendental nature. Therefore, even if he is angry, the object of anger is blessed. He is unchanged in all circumstances. The next one. Mayanam partharhasi ratum brahma bandhum imam jahi yo sav anagash suktan avadin nisi balakan. Lord Sri Krishna said, O Arjuna, you should not show mercy by releasing this relative of a brahmana, brahma bandhu, for he has killed innocent boys in their sleep. Purport. The word brahma bandhu is significant. A person who happens to take birth in the family of a brahmana but is not qualified to be called a brahmana is addressed as a relative of a brahmana and not as a brahmana. The son of a high court judge is not virtually a high court judge, but there is no harm in addressing a high court judge son as relative of the honorable justice. Therefore, as by birth only, one does not become a high court judge. So also, one does not become a brahmana simply by birthright, but by acquiring the necessary qualifications of a brahmana. As the high court judgeship is a post for the qualified man, so also the post of a brahmana is attainable by qualification only. The Shastra enjoins that even if good qualifications are seen in a person born in a family other than that of a brahmana, the qualified man has to be accepted as a brahmana. And similarly, if a person born in the family of a brahmana is void of brahmanical qualification, then he must be treated as a non-brahmana, or in better terms, a relative of a brahmana. Lord Shri Krishna, the supreme authority of all religious principles, the Vedas, has personally pointed out these differences and is about to explain the reason for this in the following shlokas. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Jay Pataka Swaminiti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Tat Asadya Tarasa Dharunam Gautami Sutam Babandha Malsha Tamraksha Pashum Rasanaya Yatha. Arjuna, his eyes being blazing in anger like two red balls of copper, dexterously arrested the son of Gautami and bound him with ropes like an animal. Shiviraya Minishantam Rajva Badva Ripum Balar Praharjunam Prakupito Bhagavan Ambujekshana. After binding Ashwatthama, Arjuna wanted to take him to military camp. The personality of God at Shri Krishna, looking on with his lotus eyes, spoke to angry Arjuna. Mayanam Partharshi Pratum Brahma Bandhum Imam Jahi Yosav Anagash Tuktan Avadin Nishi Balakan. Lord Shri Krishna said, O Arjuna, you should not show mercy by releasing this relative of a brahmana, for he has killed innocent boys in their sleep. So we see here some proper things being explained by Sutta Goswami, the things which happened there. Arjuna had released his Brahmastra and retracted both the Brahmastra of his own and of Ashwatthama. You know, that was the purpose. Krishna had told him to do that. So now, having done that, naturally Arjuna is very, very angry. His five sons have been killed in the sleep. So that's more important. So he just goes and Ashwatthama is also powerful, but now his Brahmastra has gone and he has done such heinous act. So he is powerless. So Arjuna goes and ties him with ropes, like we tie the animals. Very important. And Prabhupada explained that when you do such horrible thing, then you don't remain anymore. Although you are son of Brahman, you are not qualified anymore to be called Brahman. And Sridhar Swami confirmed that a man can be treated like an animal when in this particular. We see that also, you know, that in society also, when somebody does some act like that, then he's punished. Even in certain countries, even before the case goes to court and so on, you know, the person is beaten like an animal. You know. Even for a small crime, they are beaten. So for this big crime, they definitely get beaten. Beaten and treated like an animal. And Brahma Bandhum, here it says, you know. Brahma Bandhum. Bandhu means, you know, we call that Bandhu. Bandhu means, you know, just like a friend, like a relative. So nicely Srila Prabhupada explained that by being the son of somebody important, you cannot become that person. You know, like he gave the example of a high court judge. The son of a high court judge, you may say, oh, you are son of so and so judge, but you cannot be called the judge. You are not judge, because judge has some qualification required. The same way Brahmana also has qualification required. There are so many qualities required for a Brahmana. And if you fulfill those qualities, then you can be called a Brahmana, not just because you are born there. This is one big thing, especially in India, you know, people think that they are Brahmanas, you know, just because they are born, they will have a thread, the thread ceremony has taken place, and they will always talk about the thread, you know, whenever they have to show their superiority. But most of them use the thread for either hanging the keys of the house, you know, or for scratching the back. Like one Prabhu very nicely explained. He said, you just hold the thread and, you know, you rub the back after taking bath. So that is used for that. The thread is actually, the thread has a lot of importance, you know. A devotee or any sober person is not supposed to take bath naked. Even that is there in the scripture. So the thread is like you are wearing something. It is that the last resort. If thread is also gone, then you are gone. Then it is used for chanting your Gayatri mantra and so on. There are so many significance of the thread. And this like it's like a degree, you know, awarded. Okay, now you got this thread. So now you have to behave in such a way, you know, like that. That's also a requirement. Like for the initiation, there are some requirements. For the thread also, there are requirements. And then on a certain day, in India, everybody changes the thread. Some people change it every Purnima, every Ekadashi, something like that. Some people do it once in a year, like that. So, that's all superficial. The real thing is your own behavior, your own manners, you know, that the requirement of a Brahmana to be clean, to be truthful, to be honest, to be, you know, and finally he should be a devotee and also propagating this wonderful message of Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. That is the qualification of a Brahmana. So here, Ashwatthama failed in all that. And that's why Krishna is not saying, you take that Brahmana, he is saying, you take that Brahma Bandhu. So you punish him. Don't allow him to go. Krishna is telling him. And there seems a very interesting twist will take place in the few next shlokas, you know, that how things turned away, turned around for Arjuna. And who did it? That's another, you know, rahasyam that will be revealed to you in just couple of days. It's very interesting how things can change. How what you think, you may have some plan, but how things can change for you. So, I'd like to stop here. If you have any question, comment, you can take that. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.